Our first reading this morning comes from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Our second reading comes from John chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Thanks be to God for his word. Amen.
It's only 12 days until Christmas. Can you believe it? This year has been such a strange one, and yet Christmas is upon us. Christmas, of course, is when we give gifts to one another. The wise men, of course, gave gifts to Jesus of gold, frankincense and myrrh. And we very much follow in their footsteps. And of course, God himself started it all by giving the greatest gift of all in sending his Son Jesus. Perhaps you still have gifts to buy to give to people this year, but it is lovely that on this day, this Sunday, which is our gift service, that we know that in the church there are lots and lots of gifts that will be given to those who really, really will appreciate them this Christmas because they might not get too much else. So truly, thank you to all who have made the time and effort and who have paid to buy a gift for those in need this year. They will be gratefully received. So Christmas is a time of giving and a time when we think about Jesus as the greatest gift of all. Now, over the past number of weeks in our Advent series, we've been thinking about why Jesus? Because the fact is that without Jesus, there is no Christmas. Christmas doesn't exist without Christ. And so it's been worth us exploring why Jesus came and the reasons why Jesus came into the world. Now we have looked at sin and the fact that Jesus pays the price for our sin that we might come into the presence of God. We've looked at grace, that Jesus is a gift that is freely given to us, and that Jesus willingly came. And today we're going to think about light and love, two reasons why Christmas and the Christmas story is so special. You see, Christmas is indeed coming, only 12 days to go. But before Christmas, there is something else that happens. Because on the 21st of December, we pass the shortest day, the day when we have the least amount of daylight. And from the 22nd of December, the days begin slowly to lengthen again. Now, I don't know about you, but along with many, I'm not terribly fond of the dark nights. I'm not sure many of us are. I don't like being out in the dark, and when it's nearly dark at 3:30 in the afternoon, as it is on some of those damp, horrible, wet days, you just feel like curling up beside the fire in your house. And we long for those longer days with long evenings and sunshine. But from the 22nd of December, things begin to change, and the nights slowly begin to stretch again from darkness to light. And so the fact that the days are beginning to lengthen, I think, is a real positive, as the light begins to overtake the darkness once more. Now, the theme of light is one of the themes that we find in our readings today. Indeed, light is one of the main major themes in the Bible. Remember at the beginning how God created everything? And one of the things he did right at the beginning was to create light. And God sees that the light is good and he separates it from the darkness. In our passage, in John chapter 1, that Anna read for us, we see that Jesus is described as the light of all mankind, the light that shines in the darkness. You see, whilst God had created light and declared that everything was good, very quickly darkness came into the world. And a couple of weeks ago, we looked at the consequences of sin. And one of the reasons that Jesus came into the world was to deal with sin. And we also thought about how Jesus willingly came into the world. He came as the light. You see, as we know, there is much darkness in our world. You see, there's an innate sense in each one of us that there are things in our world, in our nation, in our society that ought not to be the way that they are. There is injustice and violence, and even within ourselves, we know the blackness of our own hearts. You see, often we ourselves don't live up to the standards that we expect of ourselves. And so there is that inner conflict, where we feel we should be acting in a certain way and yet we can't live up to that. But Jesus comes. And this is the delight of the Christmas story. He comes to share his light into our darkness that we might have life. Jesus comes into the world to bring us light and to bring us life. You see, what does light do? It helps us to see in the darkness. There's no scarier experience than being in the pitch black and not being able to see anything. That thick darkness when you can't see anything even right in front of your face. And it's such a relief when into the darkness there appears some light so that you can see. Jesus is the light, and he brings light. Light so that we can see the way to go, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Light that we can reflect by serving him and being light in our needy world. So Jesus comes as light into our dark world, to shine light into our darkness and to bring us into the light. That's why Jesus came. But the next reason that Jesus came is to be found in our reading from John chapter 3. A popular hymn at Christmas and a favourite for many is Love Came Down at Christmas. And this is what happened with Jesus. Jesus is the embodiment of love, because God is love, as it says in 1 John. You see, how do we know that someone loves us? Well, it would be really strange, wouldn't it, if someone said that they loved us, but the way they acted towards us was to be indifferent or cold, or as if they didn't really know us at all. We know someone loves us by how they are towards us and how they act. Love is not theoretical, it's practical. People who love us show us care and consideration, enjoy being in our company. How do we know, therefore, that God loves us? Well, it's contained in the most famous verse in the Bible, where it says, for God so loved the world, he did something about it. He gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. You see, God shows his love in action. He shows his love by sending Jesus. Why Jesus? Because, amazingly, God loves us. You see, God could rightfully have left us to our own devices. He could rightfully have left us in the darkness as a people who have shown no love towards him and who had rejected him. But in love, God gives his Son the greatest gift of all and the gift that we desperately need. Sometimes at Christmas time we get a gift which, although we are grateful for, we don't really need. I think we all reach a certain point in life when in reality there is nothing that we really, really need that we don't have. However, some gifts we receive, and it might be something unexpected or something you didn't even think you needed, but it becomes something that you value the most. Jesus is the gift we desperately need, and he is a gift from God, a gift of love to save us and a needy world, because whoever believes in him is not condemned. And whoever lives by the truth, putting their faith and trust in Jesus, comes into the light. So why Jesus? Because of love. God truly loves you so much that he sent his only Son for you. He sent his only Son that you might live and that you might not be condemned. And what do you have to do to accept this gift of love and to be brought from darkness into the light? Because we're all longing for light, aren't we? All you have to do is believe. To believe and to trust. You see, the strangest thing happens in the Gospels. You see, the people have been waiting so long for a Messiah. There have been 400 years there hasn't been a prophet in Israel. 400 years of silence. They knew they needed a Messiah. And yet when Jesus came, many didn't recognize him. And many turned away from him. The sad thing is that many people preferred the darkness to the light. Think, for example, of the Pharisees. Those should have known better, and yet who rejected Jesus. The religious leaders often turned away from Jesus. Instead, some surprising people put their faith and trust in Jesus. And the same is true today. Many still prefer the darkness. They prefer their own way, believing it to be better than God's way. They don't want to think about eternal things. They hear this message of love, and yet they turn away from God. To those who do believe, that seems completely strange. Why would you turn down this gift of love? Jesus, who brings salvation and healing for our souls, who brings life and assures us of God's love, and yet many still do. They reject Jesus. It was the same in Jesus' day. Think of Herod, tried to kill Jesus. The religious leaders accused Jesus of all kinds of things, eventually plotted to kill him. But the unexpected put their faith in Jesus. From Zacchaeus, a tax collector and a cheat, to a Samaritan woman married numerous times and now with a bidy in, to the thief on the cross. These were the ones who accepted Jesus and put their faith and trust in him. What about you this morning? In the Nativity story, wise men, magi from the east, followed a star which by its light guided them to the true light of the world. They're known as wise men because they sought after a king, and they found the King of Kings. Wise men and wise women still seek after Jesus, still come to him and marvel at this gift of love, still come and bow the knee before him and worship him. As we look at our world, as we look at our life and into our heart, do we recognize that we need light to shine in our darkness? If we do not see the darkness there, we'll never see our need for the light. But Jesus comes, the true light, the way, the truth, and the life, God's amazing gift of love. You see, this Christmas, come to Bethlehem, come to the stable, come to the manger, and look in. What do you see there? Just a baby? Or amazingly, do you see how much God loves you? That he was willing to send his only begotten son into the darkness of our own world, a fragile human baby. This Christmas, may you have the power to grasp how deep and wide and high and long God's love is for you. May you accept his gift of love. And as you move from darkness to light, putting your trust in Jesus, may you know joy and peace that only Jesus can bring and the salvation of your soul. Amen.